The next policy is anti-spam policy. Now, spam is unsolicited email, which is an electronic mail, which is unwarranted and sent for the purposes of selling the recipient goods and or services. It is most often used for multi-level marketing schemes, get-rich-quick schemes, work-at-home schemes, or for questionable products or pornography. Spam is very expensive to many companies, and it accounts for 40% to 60% of most organizations' email, and the cost, for instance, the U.S. businesses over $14 billion in 2005. So they are very, very expensive. So there has to be an anti-spam policy, and this simply states that email users will not send spams to other computers. But in many cases, some employees are not following this law. So in this policy, there is also a specification that one or a company must use a filter to prevent spams. Now, filters for spams, they use different technologies like checking the subject names and checking the languages. If emails are coming that are in a language that not any employers are using, then you can just stop them. Another effective, most effective technology is to ask the sender of the email to resend. Now, because most people who send spams, they forge their source addresses, source IPs, so that when you ask them to resend, because they are using faked addresses, which most of the time they don't exist, then the emails cannot be resent. And this technology reduces about 90% of the spam emails. So it's very effective technology.